Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to AP's On Football Podcast, live on Radio Row here in San Francisco. We've got a ton of guests for you this week, but no one better to get started with than Buffalo Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin. DeMar, it's a pleasure to have you here, man. I've had an opportunity to speak to you before. I love what you do in the community. I love everything that you stand for.
Thank you.
But first of all, we've got an important football game on Sunday. I always give out my picks on this show weekly. I'm just going to do it real quick. I've got Seahawks 24-22. I've picked against Sam Darnold. I've doubted him. He's proven me wrong every time. I'm tired of doubting Sam Darnold. I got the Seahawks 24-22. Do you have any prediction? Do you see the game going any way? What's the key to victory?
I think the key to victory is special teams. You got two great teams, two good defenses, two good offenses who can put up points. I think the key to the game is special teams, which they have great special teams on both sides. You know, Seattle having a great returner. New England having a great just Swiss Army knife and Schooler. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that phase affects the game one way or another. But, you know, just through my personal relationships, I'm biased. I want to see my brother, Stephon Diggs, get his first Super Bowl and, you know, continue on and, you know, implement his legacy as a Hall of Famer, because the years I spent around him, you know, he truly is a Hall of Fame work ethic. He has a Hall of Fame play style. And, you know, it's good to see him bounce back on his feet straight to a Super Bowl. So,
DeMar, how you doing physically? How you doing from not only physically, but also from a mental health standpoint,
yeah,
especially because of everything. We know everything that you went through, but also this season had to be a little bit difficult for you. And where are you? Where do you stand right now?
Man, I'm blessed. I was just telling my lady, I'm just telling, like, my family, everybody around me, like, I'm the happiest I've been in my life. Like, I'm the most aligned, I'm the most focused, you know, I'm all of that. And, you know, I had some time away from the game this season, just dealing with injury. And, you know, that time, I truly took it slow. And I made sure I took care of the little things. And I really feel like that time will really propel my career for the next however many years that, you know, I decide to play the game of football. So I truly feel aligned to my highest purpose, you know what I mean? I truly feel like I was blessed with a higher calling through, you know, the world, seeing my sudden cardiac arrest. And I truly feel like, you know, I've got the clutter out the way, the debris out the way, and it's just truly just purpose-focused from this point in.
You were called to do bigger and better things, and
definitely,
and obviously the Lord had a plan for you and your life, and you're here doing that. And
thanks.
You've partnered with Stand Together. You've got the Chasing M's Foundation. Tell me a little bit about what you do, the work you do, and why it's so important to you, DeMar.
It's always been important to me. You know, the Chasing M's Foundation is what I started, and, you know, one of our biggest pillars is youth empowerment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is our main pillar, because I was that young kid. You know, I was that young kid searching for the guidance, searching for the answers to be successful in any way possible. So I turned myself into that role model figure so that these kids in my community didn't ever have to question, didn't ever have to think twice about, you know, if they were making the right decision on whatever path it is. You know, you don't have to choose just specifically football. It's just about making sure that our youth have all the opportunities to be successful. You know, with Stand Together, you know, we truly partnered, you know, to make that mission as most impactful as we can. And continuing to give the youth the resources that they need, the programs in place to make them successful at whatever their dreams are. You know, kids truly dream big, and you gotta let them dream big so that the world can be a better place because of their dreams. And, you know, that's why I'm just truly honored and grateful to be connected with, you know, a great organization like Stand Together, because, you know, we share the same mission of trying to do that.
When you look at what they do, what you do, what everybody can come together and do. It's all about unity, isn't it, DeMar?
Yeah.
Like, we live in a world that sometimes might be divided, there might be a lot of issues, but I think football is the great unifier.
Yes, indeed.
You know? And how important is it to just, it's not just teamwork, it's camaraderie, it's bonding, it's being together, it's in the locker room, all of that stuff. How important is that to translate from not just football, but into real life?
Bro, it is so important, and you know, that's what makes Buffalo so great, because you know, it's truly family based. Like, our main two things we would talk about are the people and the ball. That's the two main important things in the building, and we lead with the people, because you know, the people really make up the landscape of whatever that it is that you create, not even just a football team, mm-hmm. but whatever it is that you have going on, the people make it go. So, you know, like every Thursday, we would do DB dinners where all of our DBs, 18 of us, would get together every Thursday. If you came after 6:45, you were late, you had to pay for the dinner. And at the end of the dinner, everybody puts their card in the bag, and the last card or the last one or two cards, depending on the price, will have to pay for the dinner. And that's just what we did from week one until week none. And then once it's all over, we have a final one. And
wow.
Just what you build with people through, you know, that bonding experiment of bringing everybody together, truly shows you how connection and community and collaboration is so important in the world. And, you know, just me being in the locker room and understanding how important it is, I'm able to take that to my partnerships that I have through my foundation and be able to do the same thing. So I have a partnership with Abbott, where we created the HeartMace community,
yeah.
Where we have not only raised awareness, but we have a support group for all people who have dealt with any kind of heart-related issues. And we get on Zoom calls. We just had a Zoom call 2 days ago where people get on, they share their experiences, they ask questions, they get to meet me. Teddy Bruschi is a part of the HeartMace community as well. So he's on these calls, and like, we're truly shaping out, you know, like communities and support groups for people, and it truly matters. Like, that's how we all advance together as a society of humans.
Well, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you do in the community. Wish you a ton of success and a ton of blessings. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got a ton of great guests. Nobody better to kick it off with than DeMar Hamlin. And we're back on the AP's On Football podcast, back on Radio Row. Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo, and I was just telling these guys, my 12-year-old girls asked for two jerseys this year, his and his. I was able to find yours, Jackson. I couldn't find yours, Cam. I know what that indicates. He's a pretty popular fella. So are you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, they just didn't make mine in mass production. They made his in mass production.
That's so. What it means?
That's
what it
means. They're playing catch up a little bit.
They're playing catch up. They didn't realize how many we're going to sell.
They're still getting there.
And, yeah, they're getting up to it.
But how do you feel about, like, I mean, your popularity, both of you, skyrocketed. And like I said to you before, I mean, we're not talking about Giants fans in New York. It's across the country, right? I'm in down in Florida, I'm in Tampa. What do you think it is about you and your personalities that allows people to kind of really get engaged?
Yeah, you know, I think the love of football has been taken so seriously, and obviously it's business at the end of the day, but you know, me and Jackson coming in together and having high energy, being able to have fun while we're doing it, you know, and build off each other's energy. And you know, we mess around a lot, but when it's time to play games, it's time to be in practice and be in meetings, it's, you know, it's business. So we're able to balance it out between having fun and taking it serious.
Seeing the two of you guys together is kind of like, it appears that you've known each other for so long. Jackson, like, how did you build so your chemistry with him so quickly, man?
Yeah, I think that it kind of just started off rip from the first time that we called each other when Scott got drafted. You know, he was back home and we got on a FaceTime call, and I just think that the passion that we have for this game is very contagious. And we play an old school brand of football, and it's tough, it's physical, and there may be some hot opinions on some of that, but we play the game that we love, and we play it as hard as we can. So I got the best wingman in the game right now.
Speaking of wingmen, we know what this is all about, right? You guys, nice cardigans, by the way.
You like these? Yeah. You like these?
Well, how do I get one of those? You know, that's really cool. But you're here. He's your wingman. You guys are here with Bounty.
Yeah,
how many of those have you consumed already today?
You know, I've consumed about six of them. Maybe him seven. But, you know, we play football. And you know what you can't have without football?
Wings.
You can't have wings without football. You know what you can't have if you eat wings, what can't you have?
Bounty.
So you need Bounty to have wings.
That's right.
To clean your face up. I spilled all over my shirt, but I had Bounty to block it from getting on my shirt. So, you know.
I mean, a really great wingman, Cam, would be like dabbing at his, you know. It's,
you have the napkins.
Okay. There we go. There we go. All right, well, one last thing for you guys. I talked to you a couple weeks ago about this. You've got a new head coach coming in, a head coach who's won, who's built a winning culture, who knows what it takes, he knows how to sustain success. How have you had more conversations? Last time I spoke to you, you said you had a lot of talk with John, and you sat down and you guys were in rooms and people had to disperse those rooms. Have you had more conversations with him? What's it been like?
Yeah, I talk to Coach Harms every day. That's just a relationship that we're building. I can't wait to get the chance to go compete for him. And, you know, the culture that he's going to instill in this team is going to be really exciting. And he plays a tough, physical brand of football, and that's the way that we play. And he's won the biggest game, so he has a ton of respect from everybody around the league. And I think for us just being able to have the chance to learn from him and to grow as players is going to be a great opportunity. You like that?
I love wings. I love Don Harbaugh.
And on that note, Cam Scadaboo, Jackson Dart, appreciate you guys. Look forward to seeing you. We'll see you back real soon, right, Cam?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
I'll be ready to go.
Joining us now is the Hall of Famer. When everybody looks at running backs, Barry Sanders, they look at you. They start with you. I've got a daughter, two daughters who are 12 and play flag football. One of them's a running back, one's a quarterback. They sat down and watched Barry Sanders highlights. And one of them has on a fraction of your jukes, just a fraction. And I was so proud. I was so impressed.
That's all you need. That's all you need, man.
What is it like to walk around here, to be a legendary figure like yourself, to have people talk about you as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, backs in the history of the NFL?
No, I'm grateful, honestly, because I've always been a fan of running backs. When I was your daughter's age, you know, 11, 12, I was keying in on every running back, you know, from college to pro to high school. So, but no, it's great to be in this position, and I think, you know, just very grateful.
When you look at this game on Sunday in the Super Bowl, you've got a team in New England that's got two really good running backs, and you look at Seattle, and they had a couple, and unfortunately, Zach gets injured, but how important will it be? Because there's always focus on Drake May and Sam Darnold and the defenses. Mm-hmm. How important will it be for them to establish that run game?
I think these two teams like running the football. Yeah, they don't mind lining up and running at you. And obviously, Trayvon Henderson had a fantastic year. I mean, he put up a lot of highlights. And it's you know, coming from Michigan, seeing him at Ohio State, you know, and that kind of thing. I've seen quite a bit of him, and just great to see how he's doing on this level. And also, you go to the other side of the ball, or other teams, rather. You know, Kenneth Walker, who's in Michigan State, played the Big Ten, and saw him play quite a bit in college as well. So I like the running back competition on both sides, and I do think that it could very well factor into this game.
Do you have a prediction on the game yet?
I mean, I'm thinking that Seattle just by a little bit, but I don't think it's gonna be a blowout by any stretch. I mean, I love seeing the fact that you got new blood in the game. You know, the NFL is almost like turning over a new leaf. You know, you got teams that haven't been in it for a while. Obviously, the Patriots, you know, have had a dynasty, but no one was expecting them to be here this year.
Right.
And to see Seattle in it representing the NFC, you know, Sam Darnold and the journey he's been on is just an amazing storyline.
Barry, how are you doing, Frizz? I know you're not here to have people praise you and heap all this praise upon you. You're here for a reason, because you went through something physically, health situation, and you just want to let some folks know about how to take care of themselves. So, one, how are you feeling? And what can people do? What can men do?
I'm feeling better. Yeah. In 2024, the summer of 2024, I experienced a heart event. It's really been on kind of an educational journey since then. I'm here and I'm happy to be working with Amgen to really raise awareness, get the word out that, that people should definitely consult with their doctor to see where their LDL-C number is or bad cholesterol. And really just have information on where you are, you know. And so the only way to find out is to go see your doctor. So, you know, people can go to attackheartdisease.com/documentary and find out testing options. And the earlier you can find out, the better, you know, and the better your heart, the better your health outcome is going to be. If, you know, so the earlier, the better. But anyway, I'm feeling good, and it's been, you know, it's been quite a journey just being able to get, you know, being a part of the documentary and learning about sort of heart disease and how often it happens. And so much of it is very preventable. And that's really another key message is yeah. that if you get on top of it early, a lot of it can be prevented.
I'm a guy who takes care of my health, takes care of my fitness, and just tries to stay on top of that. And I think it's so important. I appreciate you coming out here and saying that again. It's attackheartdisease.com/documentary. Grateful for your time. Grateful that you're doing well, Barry. And man, it's just an honor and a privilege to sit here next to you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it. Stay tuned. We'll have more great guests coming up.
Joining me for a special edition of our show here in San Francisco for Super Bowl week is Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield. So both of us are in Tampa, obviously, but we fly out here to California so we can talk to each other, which is pretty awesome, Baker. First off, you guys have a new offensive coordinator. You're very familiar with Zach Robinson. What is that going to be like, that dynamic now?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you know somebody, that doesn't always mean it's going to go well. But having worked with him before, understanding his process, how much he puts into it, and just honestly his football knowledge. You know, he played, but then just being in LA, I mean, I basically had a cup of coffee out there for five games, but he had the stuff he did to help me get ready on the fly and help me learn the offense within that short time period. I trust him, and I know how hard he works. I know how much he is able to grasp the offense and teach everybody. And so for me, that's really important to have a guy like that. And he just demands excellence out of you.
When things don't go the way you anticipated after that strong start that you guys had last year, and the expectation was that we're talking about you as an MVP candidate and all those high expectations, and how do you process that as now you enter the offseason?
I mean, it's a long year. I told our PR people in the building when they were asking me, hey, we're going to start this campaign. I'm like, guys, it's week five, week six. Like, this is a long year. We haven't even started to play meaningful football. So, I mean, you look back on the year and you try and figure out where it went wrong. Obviously, the easy thing to do is point at injuries, because when you have different guys going in there, you have no continuity. But it's a long season, so you try and go back through the tape. And things are going to happen in games, but it comes down to little details when you go back and look at it.
The way that city of Tampa has embraced you has been so impressive. I mean, you step in there, man, and obviously your Tom Brady is the predecessor, right? He's Tom Brady. But I don't think there could have been anyone in the league more equipped to walk into that situation than you, because you're you. You got that dynamic, that swag, and despite what you were coming off and what everything that happened, how did you approach that, and how do you feel about those fans just rallying? They love you.
I appreciate that. I mean, first and foremost, the fans, the way they've embraced Emily and I moving to Tampa and the stuff they've done to help us be a part of the community, to help us make Tampa a better community to raise kids and live there, has been awesome. But yeah, I think when you step into a situation like that, when Tom has just been there, obviously living legend, greatest quarterback that's ever played, you can't try and beat him. Nobody's ever going to be Tom Brady. There's not going to be a second one of that. And so for me, being just the best version of myself and always wearing my emotions on my sleeve and saying, you know what, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to learn from my mistakes. I might not always have it figured out or do it the right way, but I'm going to own it and I'm going to learn from it and grow. And I think just being authentic in that is, for me, what made me able to step into it.
I know you're here on behalf of Sonic, man. So I don't know how many burgers you've had, but how much can you appreciate? Like, every time I see a cheeseburger, I take an Andy Reid. That's Andy, you know. But how much can you appreciate a burger, especially for game day on a Sunday?
Oh, I mean, there's nothing like it. And this, I mean, Sonic hits close to home. We go there weekly. growing up in Austin. And I mean, when you have a good burger, and then maybe it's after a long day, good or bad game, you take a bite of that. I mean, it's brings you back home.
I'm not going to make you take a bite, though.
I appreciate it.
Man, I appreciate you. Thank you, baby.
See you, Rob.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.